fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella.
Slim Peters, the guard at Territorial Prison, was in the town of Centerville on his day off, finishing a light meal. As he drank his second cup of coffee, a tall, well-dressed man named Adobe Williams entered the cafe. Adobe was a stage line owner in Slim's hometown, and as he strode toward Slim's table, he said,
"You mind if I join you, Slim?"
"I hoped you would. Sit down, Adobe."
"Well, thank you.
Good to see you. How's everything in Big Bend?"
"Oh, all right."
"What brings you to Centerville?"
"A convict in Territorial Prison named Rocky Brazos."
"That dirty killer. Every time I see him, I think of how he shot my brother Tom and got away with it because the law couldn't prove he did it."
"Brazos should have gone to the hangman."
"He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. 10 years, Dobie. And I know he killed Tom, the best doggone lawman Big Bend ever had."
"Well, Tom wasn't the only man Rocky killed."
"Everyone knows he's a no-good killer. But the law has to have proof."
"Yeah, what'll you have, mister?"
"Coffee, waiter, and bring another cup for my friend here."
"No, thanks, Dobie. This is my second."
"I'll bring it right away."
"You know, Slim, sometimes the law is mighty unfair."
"Unfair isn't the word for giving a ratter like Rocky a 10-year term when he should have swung from a gallows."
"And there's nothing fair about the way the law left Tom's widow and son on their own after he was killed."
"Yeah. Mary's having a hard time making ends meet, all right."
"Yep, here's your coffee."
"Thank you."
"Just call me if you want to order grub."
I saw Mary the other day. She said she and young Tommy would starve to death if it weren't for the cash you send them every month, Slim."
"I wish I could do more for them, but the wages I make don't go far."
"Slim, how would you like cash enough to put Mary and Tommy on easy street?"
"I'd give anything to be able to do that, Toby."
"Then turn Rocky Brazos loose.
What?
See that he gets out of prison, and I'll pay you $10,000 in cash."
"Why, you..."
"Now, hold on, Slim.
I figured you were on the level. But if you're Rocky's pal..."
"I want him killed just as much as you do."
"Uh-huh. And why do you want him busted out of prison?"
"Unless I get him out, he'll talk."
"Why should that worry you?"
"He worked for me on a number of holdups."
"Well, I didn't know you were a crook."
"The law has nothing on me or the rest of my men. But Rocky will put all of us behind bars unless he gets out.
I'll turn you over to the law. I'll get the sheriff.
You try it, and I'll deny everything you say, Slim. You couldn't prove a thing.
I won't have to. If I let Rocky stay where he is, he'll tell all he knows. And maybe he knows where to find proof.
Let him out, and I'll see that he's killed. That'll take care of your vengeance.
You're no better than he is.
I've never killed anyone. I hate murder as much as you do.
A man who's turned crook will do anything, including murder.
No, you're wrong, Slim. The only job I ever pulled where anyone was killed was a Wells Fargo robbery 2 years ago. Rocky shot a guard.
Yeah, I remember that, Holden. The law never found the gang or the cash.
We got $15,000 in paper money as well as gold.
So you pulled that robbery?
Yeah. And Rocky was with us. But don't try running the law about it, Slim, because I can get half a dozen alibis for the night of the holdup.
Crooked alibis.
What's the difference? As long as they stand up in court.
I work for the law, Dobie. It's my duty.
Forget your duty. What did the law ever do for you or your brother Tom? His wife and son are nearly starving while his killer serves a 10-year term for gunning them. I'm offering you a chance to provide for Mary and Tommy and to square Tom's murder.
Square his murder.
Get Rocky out of prison and I guarantee he'll pay with his life for killing Tom. We've got to get him out of the way. He's too dangerous.
So that's it.
What about it?
I don't know. I never figured on throwing in with crooks.
You'll get cash for Tom's widow and son, and no one will ever know you had a hand in his escape.
How soon will I get the money?
As soon as he's dead.
How do I know I can trust you?
You have my word. We've known each other a long time, Slim.
I only thought I knew you.
I wouldn't double-cross you.
Yeah. All right. I'll miss it.
Good. Will you be able to do it the night of the 15th?
That's a week from now. I'll be on duty in his cell block. Yeah, I think I can manage it.
And if anything goes wrong that you can't spring him, send me a telegram.
To Big Ben?
Yeah. My boys and I'll be waiting there for him.
He might head for the border.
Without cash, he'd come to me for money. And I'll see he gets all that's coming to him.
Shortly before midnight on the night of the 15th, Slim Veters stopped outside Rocky Brazo's cell in Territorial Prison. The swarthy-skinned convict gripped the barred door.
I thought you'd never get here, Veters.
Quiet. You want to wake everyone in the cell block?
You said you'd let me out at 11 o'clock.
I had to wait till Warden Spires turned in. Hey, prisoner in the next cell.
Oh, that's Dyke Hudson.
He's awake.
He just turned over. Never hears anything once he gets asleep.
I'll make sure he's sleeping.
Forget him. He'll not cause any trouble.
I'm not taking any chance.
Come on. Get me out of here.
His eyes are closed and he's not moving.
He's dead to the world.
Come on. I'll lead the way to the prison yard.
Let's go.
A few minutes later, Slim and the tall, broad-shouldered killer in prison garb stood in the shadow of the stone building, watching heavy clouds move toward a full moon that lighted the darkness.
As soon as the clouds cover the moon, head for the gate.
Is it open?
I unlocked it before I went to your cell. A horse is saddled and waiting in the woods outside, near the big pine tree.
Yeah, I know the place. Hope there's a change of clothes in the saddlebag. A
suit of mine is there.
Your clothes won't fit me.
It's the best I could do.
Like blazes, I outweigh you by 50 pounds.
I couldn't risk getting a suit your size without arousing suspicion.
Nobody's paying for the risk.
You're lucky I'm letting you out, you weasel-faced rattler.
Oh, how much are you getting for it?
Never mind. Get going before I decide to shoot you.
Oh. I know your kind. You're no killer, Veters.
I'd like to kill you.
Sure. And so would a lot of other fellas. But they'll not get the chance. I'd feel a lot better about leaving if I weren't wearing this prison outfit.
That's your worry. I've done my part.
All right. So long. And thanks.
Early the next morning, the manhunt for the escaped convict was in progress. Slim Peters was in the prison yard when he saw the Lone Ranger and Tonto pass through the prison gate. Slim recognized the masked man and the Indian as old friends of the warden. He had seen them many times before when they visited the prison. Realizing that if they didn't know about Rocky's escape, they would soon learn of it, he knew they would join the search for Rocky.
If they go after him, they'll get him, and he'll talk. I'd better clear out of here.
Without waiting for more information, Slim hurried to get his horse. When the Lone Ranger and Tonto entered the warden's office, they found their old friend talking to a convict named Dyke Hudson. Hudson explained that he had heard Slim Peters unlock Rocky's cell door.
I heard it, Warden.
Well, Slim said Rocky had somehow managed to get a gun. He claims Rocky forced him to unlock the cell.
That's a lie, Warden Spires. He opened the door because he wanted to. Are you sure? Mister, I overheard him talking. Rocky didn't have any gun.
But I can't believe it.
I don't like squealing, but I hate crooked guards more than I do stool pigeons. That's why I decided to tell you the facts.
Well, Slim Peters has worked here for 10 years. I trust him.
Rocky must have given him a bribe to turn him loose.
Well, thanks for the information, Dyke. I'll make a complete investigation. Meanwhile, go back to your cell and say nothing about this.
Don't worry, Warden. I don't want any of the boys to know I squealed.
The guard outside the door will take you back to your cell. Take him back, Pete.
All right, Warden. Come along, Hudson.
I'll be coming.
Mister, do you think Dyke Hudson told the truth?
There's only one way to find out. Why not ask Slim about it?
Oh. I'll send for him right away.
The guard sent to bring Slim Peters to the warden's office returned with surprising news.
Slim's gone, Warden.
What?
Caught his horse and cleared out 15 minutes ago.
Where'd he go?
No one knows.
He shouldn't have left the grounds without permission. This isn't his day off.
The boys who had seen him said that he left right after the Lone Ranger and Tonto came. What's more, when I went to his room looking for him, found out he took his clothes with him.
That's not good.
It begins to sound as if Dyke Hudson told the truth.
Exactly what I think, mister. If I could spare anyone, I'd have Slim brought back here. But every available man is out searching for Rocky Brazos.
Tonto and I'll go after Slim.
I'd appreciate it if you would.
We'd be glad to.
I meant to ask you if you came here because you heard about Rocky's escape.
No, we came to tell you we'd heard rumors he was threatening to talk.
Maybe that's why he got out of prison. But I don't savvy why Slim would help him.
Nor do I. But we may be able to find out. Come on, Tonto.
You ready, King Slim?
When you find Slim, bring him back here, mister. He has a lot of questions to answer.
Slim Peters had anticipated pursuit and had done his best to cover his trail. But the Lone Ranger and Tonto, both experienced trackers, were able to follow him, though they had to search the ground carefully for tracks. By mid-afternoon, however, the tracks disappeared.
Look out. Oh, fella. That fork and trail ahead, Kimasabi. It's plenty hard to tell which way Slim Peters go.
Yes, the ground's too hard to show tracks.
And what we do?
I'll take the trail leading east. You follow the one heading west.
Me think Slim not far ahead.
If you pick up his trail again, keep after him. If I find no sign of him east of here, I'll come back to this spot and follow your trail.
Well, what if we not find Slim's tracks?
Then you come back here and follow my trail. I may find his tracks east of here.
Me savvy.
All right, adios. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, scout.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger adventure. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
to continue. The trail Tonto followed led directly to the town of Horseshoe Bend.
Oh, Scout, oh, fella. Easy, Scout, easy, fella.
He dismounted to make inquiries about Slim. As he walked down the street, he saw Slim some distance away. He was leaving the telegraph office.
Slim Beaters!
Slim turned and saw Tonto, but instead of answering the Indian shout, Slim swung to the back of his waiting horse and raced out of town. Tonto ran to the hitch rack where he had left Scout. Mounting quickly, he followed Slim.
Get him up, Scout!
A short time later, Tonto was riding hard along the uphill trail some distance from town. As he rounded a turn, he saw a dense growth of evergreen trees bordering the trail ahead. Realizing that the trees would offer a perfect hiding place for an ambusher...
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella.
He slowed Scout to a walk, when suddenly...
Who that?
The shot was high, but before Tonto could reach for his gun, Slim Veeder shouted...
That was just a warning, Tonto. Draw rein and keep your hands away from your holster.
Oh, Scout. Oh, fella. Oh.
Dismount.
Easy, Scout. Easy, fella. Slim, you make plenty big mistake.
I'll be the judge of that.
You run away from prison because you helped Rocky Brazo escape?
Yes.
Why you helped that crook?
I had a good reason.
Bribe, not good enough reason.
I'll admit I'll be paid for it, but it wasn't only the money that made me do it.
It's plenty bad turn killer like Rocky loose.
By rights, the skunk should have hung for killing my brother Tom. But he'll not live to kill again.
It's not good take law into your own hands.
Don't worry, Tonto. I'll not kill Rocky. His pals will take care of that.
Huh? What you mean?
They're waiting for him in Big Bend. They'll kill him so he can't talk. As soon as he's dead, I'll collect my pay for freeing him. I'll turn the cash over to my brother's widow. Then I'll go to the law and give myself up.
You in plenty trouble.
I'm willing to take my medicine. But not till I'm sure Rocky gets what's coming to him. Meanwhile, I'll disarm you. I'll tie you and leave you here.
Why you do that?
Because I don't want you to follow me. Take your gun from its holster and drop it. You'd better do as I say, Tonto. I'd hate to have to wound you. But if I have to, I'll do it.
All right. There. Let me drop down.
Now lie face down on the ground with your hands behind your back.
The grim determination on Slim's face left no room for argument. Tonto followed instructions. Slim holstered his gun and tied Tonto. Then suddenly...
Now get your hands up, Slim.
Slim and Tonto saw Rocky Brazos emerge from the sheltering trees. Rocky still wore his prison clothing, but he held a gun in each hand.
Rocky, where did you come from?
I was hiding here all the time, Slim.
Why?
I was waiting an ambush for a fellow my size to ride by so as I could trade clothes with him. When I saw you stop and draw a bead on that redskin, I decided to watch, see if you had nerve enough to kill him.
I didn't plan to kill him.
So I found out. By watching and listening, I learned plenty.
What do you mean?
I heard you call this Injun Tonto. I've heard about him and his masked pals.
And they've heard of you.
Yeah, and I'll get both of them. Are you there, Tonto? Where's the Lone Ranger?
You waste time. Me not tell where you find him.
Maybe you'll not have to tell me.
What you mean?
I figure he'll be looking for you.
If you're going to wait here to ambush the Lone Ranger...
I'll wait for him at Dobie's place. But first I'll change clothes with the Injun. His buckskins will fit me.
Tonto, if I hadn't disarmed you, this might not have happened.
Sure. You outsmarted yourself, Slim. I'll deal with you at Dobie's place. You and that double-crosser will pay for planning to kill me.
Early that evening, Adobe Williams and his friends Rush Garnett and Craig Smith received the telegram Slim Veeders had sent from Horseshoe Bend. As he read the message, Adobe frowned darkly.
What's the trouble, Adobe?
Slim says the Lone Ranger and Tonto showed up at the prison this morning.
What?
As soon as they find out about Rocky's escape, they'll go after him.
If those two are on his trail, they'll find him.
They'll take him back to prison.
And we'll have to start all over again to break him out.
He may never get another chance as good as this one.
There's something else to think about, Dobie.
Yeah, what's that?
Rocky's heading this way. If the masked man and Tonto are on his trail, he'll lead them here.
You're right.
Yeah, we're likely to go to prison with him if he's captured here.
We could clear out.
I have a better idea. We'll ride to the hills west of town and watch the trail.
What good will that do?
We'll stop Rocky before he gets to town.
Adobe and his two friends kept a long vigil in the wooded hills west of town. It was late that night, and the moon was high overhead when they heard the sound of approaching hoofs.
Listen, maybe that's Rocky.
See, more than one rider's heading this way.
Sounds like two or three of them.
They'll round that bend any minute, and we'll be able to see them.
There they are, three of them.
Hey, boys, one of them's in prison clothes.
Can't get a good look at their faces.
I recognize Slim Peters. How come he's with Rocky?
The fellow in buckskin is the answer to that, Rush.
What do you mean?
Slim said the Lone Ranger and Tonto were on Rocky's trail. They must have found out Slim turned him loose. Tonto's captured both of them.
But why is he heading this way with them instead of back to the prison?
Rocky must have talked. He probably told the Indian about us.
Oh, then the Lone Ranger and Tonto will be after us.
There's no other reason why Tonto'd head for Big Bend.
He'll not get us. We'll drop that redskin right now.
What about Rocky and Slim?
We'll take care of Rocky after I question him. I want to know if he's talked to anyone besides the Indian. What are you waiting for, Rush? Let this redskin have it.
Well, I wouldn't mind killing Rocky, but
you don't kill the Indian, we'll all go to jail.
I reckon you're right.
Well, hurry, you jughead. Once he's among the trees, you'll never be able to hit him.
He's holding the gun on Slim and Rocky.
Shoot him.
All right.
No!
You hit him, Rush.
He fell from the saddle.
Come on, we'll go talk to Rocky and Slim.
As the ambushers hurried on foot down the timbered hillside, Rocky Brazos, wearing Tonto's buckskins, lay on the ground, fatally wounded. Still holding his gun, he pressed his left hand to the wound, while Tonto and Slim dismounted.
Ready there?
Rocky, want to talk to you.
That's Dobie Williams.
Let me see him in moonlight. Two other fellow with them.
They shot Rocky.
Rocky, how'd the Indian capture you and Slim?
He must have done a doggone good job of tracking to get both of you.
Did the Lone Ranger help him get you?
What about it, Rocky? What...
Take a good look, Toby. This isn't Rocky.
What? But he's wearing prison clothes.
I thought the fellow in buckskins was Tonto.
Rocky made Tonto trade clothes with him.
Then Rocky captured you two.
That's right. You shot Rocky.
Then we still got to take care of this Indian.
What do you mean?
Does the Lone Ranger know anything about us, Slim?
No, why?
That means we'll be in the clear when we kill Tonto.
You can't kill him.
We've got it.
No.
He's more dangerous to us than Rocky was.
But you can't do it.
Shut up, Slim.
Tonto's mind raced as he tried to think of a way to escape. He knew he would be shot at once if he tried to make a break. While Slim stepped behind Adobe and his friends and moved toward Rocky's horse, Tonto stalled for time.
You fellas make plenty big mistake.
Oh, it's no mistake. The law will find you and Rocky dead of bullet wounds. We'll set it up to look like you shot each other.
And no one will be able to prove different.
Slim Peters know what happened.
He's in this as deep as we are. He won't go to the law.
You're wrong, Toby.
Hey, you?
I'm behind you, and I've got a gun. Drop yours, then turn around.
Not before I...
That bullet just brushed your shoulder, Toby. The next one will kill you.
Yeah, I'll drop my gun.
You too, Rush.
All right. But where'd you get the gun?
From Rocky's saddlebag. Now, Tonto, tie these three while I keep them covered.
Toby!
It's Rocky. He's got a gun.
But Slim whirled in time to see Rocky fire. The killer's bullet struck Adobe. As their leader fell to the ground, Rush and Crag stooped to grab the guns they dropped. When Rocky rasped,
"I'll get all of you for double-crossing me. Crag, you and Rush are next."
Up the gun, Rocky.
Hey.
No!
The Lone Ranger emerged from the sheltering trees with a Colt in each hand. A silver bullet smashed the gun in Rocky's hand. A second one struck the weapon Rush retrieved. Realizing that the masked man was the Lone Ranger, Crag dropped his gun and raised his hand.
Don't shoot me! My hands are up!
Keep them there and you'll not get into trouble. That's good advice for you, too.
I don't want trouble, mister.
Tonto, you all right?
But you come just in time, Kimasabi.
I've been following your trail. I found the place where you joined two other riders.
That's where Rocky captured Slim and me.
Yes, I followed you from there. A few minutes ago, I heard gunplay.
Well, that when these three fellas shoot Rocky Brazos. Then Rocky shoot Dobie.
Make sure they're disarmed and see how badly they're hurt.
I hope I killed Dobie. You hit me in the shoulder, you dirty killer. I'll not die.
I wanted to get you, Russian Crag, for double-crossing me.
These fellas disarmed, Kimasabi. Dobie have flesh wounds. He bandaged wound now.
What about Rocky?
I don't need any redskin to tell me I'm done for. Dobie's bullet will kill me.
Me try help you anyway.
Oh, it's no use. They'll pay for shooting me.
Now wait, Rocky.
The loot from your robberies is hidden in your place, Dobie. If the law searches a cellar, they'll find it.
If they search, they'll find the money we plan to give Slim. It'll tie us into the Wells Fargo robbery.
You were going to pay him with that cash?
It was Dobie's idea.
Slim, they were going to double-cross you two by paying you with
cash you couldn't spend.
I don't savvy.
The banks have a list of serial numbers of the money stolen from Wells Fargo, Slim. They've been waiting for it to turn up.
So that's it. Dobie, you dirty skunk. Promising me cash so I could take care of Tom's son and widow.
There's a reward for the recovery of that money, Slim. Perhaps it may be arranged for you to turn it over to them.
You're not as smart as you figured you were, Dobie.
Where are you, yellow squealer? I've got you to thank for all this trouble. If I hadn't tried to get you out of prison, I wouldn't be in this mess.
Him dead.
You three men will answer for killing him.
Well, you can't blame us. He's an escaped convict.
Tell that to a jury. Otto, would you be able to guard these men while I ride to town for the sheriff?
Me watch them.
While I'm in town, I'll send a telegram to Warden Spires. Easy, steady, big bullet. One, two, there!
I'll go to jail with these three. But I've got it coming for trying to take the law into my own hands. I should have known better.
Maybe you not get long sentence, Slim.
He's as guilty as we are.
Oh, shut up, Dobie. The engine knows it's not so.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Rush. There's no use trying to bluff Tonto and the Lone Ranger.
I'll do it!
Is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created by George W. Trendle, produced by Trendle Campbell Muir Incorporated, directed by Charles D. Livingston, and edited by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.